When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Two incredible finishes last night as the Knicks come out on top in the final moments and are shocked after blowing a 20-point lead and losing at the buzzer. All right, Monica McNutt in the building. Good to see you.
You too.
I refer to it as Monica energy when you're in the building.
And it's
always good vibes. So I hope you know that's a huge compliment.
I appreciate that, Molly.
All right, let's dive in. Which loss do you feel like was more devastating, Lakers or Sixers?
It's the Sixers for me. I mean, y'all, 6 points, 8 points in total in 27 seconds and change. Literally, the Knicks ripped that victory from the Sixers with 27 seconds on the clock. I think when you look at the arc of the NBA season, we've seen 20-point leads come and go. I've been privy to a couple 20-plus point comebacks with the Knicks, traveling with that team, with other teams, being a part of national broadcasts. So 20 points with the defending champs, I'm not going to say I wasn't surprised, but I'm definitely going to say I wasn't shocked by that one. I think the shocking element in the second game was the way that Jamal Murray closed. But for a 20-point lead to dissipate, that's every day in the NBA.
Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree with you and tell you the more devastating loss was for the Los Angeles Lakers, and here's why. Because it's over. That's why. It's like a nail in a coffin. You know, when you – losses happen. But the Sixers were disgusted because they felt they got hosed. The Lakers were demoralized and deflated. There's a difference. And a lot of it depends on who you're going up against. You see, when you're going up against somebody who's a juggernaut, who's a champion, who's had their way with you, you can't seem to figure out a way to beat. The Los Angeles Lakers have not beaten the Denver Nuggets since December 16th of 2022. When you look at it from that standpoint, and you know what they've been through to try to get over the hump, finally, after one thing after another has taken you down, you've gotten swept by them in the Western Conference Finals. They beat you on opening night for the ring ceremony after you had to watch them get their rings, their championship rings, which came at your expense. Then they unveiled the Kobe statue. They beat you that night. Then LeBron James eclipses 40,000 points for his career scoring. They beat you that night. You're constantly trying to figure out ways. You know you can beat anybody else. This is the one roadblock for you. You chirped if you're Anthony Davis about wanting them in the offseason again because they were talking smack to you when they beat you and swept you last year, okay? You and LeBron were talking about it over the summer. You couldn't wait for this season to begin. Anthony Davis shows up, gives Shannon 76 games. Let Shannon win a bet against me, okay? Where he's going to buy a $3,000 steak dinner, all right? You got all of this going on. LeBron James is 39 in his 21st year playing unreal, just absolutely sensational. All of this is happening. And you have a 20-point lead and finally are going to get over that hump.
But you're not. Stephen, that's the point.
No, I'm saying, but I'm talking about them. I'm not talking about me or you. I'm saying to them, they're like, we finally got over this hump. We got him. And then they say, hold on. No, you don't. And in a span of minutes, they just ruin everything for you and send you back to L.A. with your head between your legs, wondering whether or not it's going to be time to kiss your ass goodbye. This is what has happened to the Los Angeles Lakers. It is far more devastating for the Lakers than what happened to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay.
This is really tough for me. This is kind of like which is heavier, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers. They weigh the same, don't they?
That's super Southern.
But you know what? You heard what Stephen A., you heard what you said?
Yeah.
That 20-point lead dissipated in a matter of minutes.
That's right.
That 5-point lead dissipated in 20 seconds.
Talk to him, Shannon. Come on,
Unc. 20 seconds.
No, I don't care.
You should.
Because
ahead,
you Unc. Care.
Go ahead,
because,
Unc.
Hey, Steve, hey, Monica, who was sitting on the bench like this here?
fist bump, trying to be cool, trying to be cool, fist bump.
Actually, Shannon, I was like this.
I know, yes, that's exactly.
I was nervous.
This is what Reggie Miller did to you guys in that same building, Stephen A. Smith.
29 years ago.
You remember it like it was yesterday. He did to you what your Knicks did to the Sixers, just on a smaller scale. And nobody thought it was possible, but it is. It happened. Mm. Oh, man, I'm 30 seconds? Stephen. I know the Lakers are kicking themselves. I understand that. But, man, we got this one. We got this one. And we snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. That's what the Sixers did.
The other thing that you have to add to the Sixers conversation, Stephen A., in my mind, is you talked about it. You had your luxurious courtside seat. We've all acknowledged that Joel Embiid is on one leg.
Right.
35 points, 10 rebounds on one leg, and you're running mate.
That's right.
Illness, fighting through illness. 34 points, 10 assists, I believe.
Right.
They literally left it all out there. They were fully planning to go back to Philly with this series tied up. Ain't no way. Listen, the Sixers.
They know they can beat the Knicks. Lakers don't know they can beat Denver.
Do they?
Y'all know it's true.
You know
it's true, Shannon. Stop it. It's the truth, Shannon. You know it's true, okay? They are doubting that they can beat it.
That's why Anthony Davis was that way. Wait, hold on. I have one thing to say. It was a 2-point win.
They were up 20.
But Stephen A., but I get it, but it's still a two.
They've been losing to them for 2 years.
Let me say one other thing.
They can't even beat them in summer league.
And as far as the Sixers, it's not even a fair fight. Embiid's hurt.
Let me tell you something. Exactly. And that's why you saw Embiid sitting there like, I'm not 100%. We know we the better team, blah, blah, blah. You ain't hear the Lakers say we know we the better team. You ain't hear that.
You did hear LeBron say 20 points coming up.
Can we check? Can we see if the Lakers even managed to beat the Denver Nuggets in summer league play? Yeah. Is there a G League team that they have that the Denver Nuggets have too? Has that team won? I mean, everything that Denver does against the Lakers seem to be successful, man. I'm just trying to tell y'all. And to have them by 20 points with LeBron and AD flowing the way that they were flowing, and to still end up losing that game in such dramatic fashion after they came strong. It wasn't like they came back and didn't hit the game winning shot and it was just that simple. Oh, no. They were down 20. 10 minutes later, it was tied. They're like, excuse me, this ain't happening like that, okay? Let me remind y'all of who the hell we are. That's what they did. And then after that, LeBron hit a couple of threes. And then, of course, obviously, here they come again. And it was a thriller. But before that thrilling moment by Jamal Murray, the Lakers had been humbled because Denver had come back and said, look, we get where you're coming from, LeBron and AD. That's great. But Hachimura, Reeves, y'all ain't got it.
So let me get this straight. The lesser team, and this is just the way it's been portrayed. Let's do it this way. The lesser team
Come on,
loses.
Georgetown, bring it. Bring
the
it.
Lesser team in the Lakers loses to the better team in the Nuggets, which is status quo.
Right.
But if you agree with what Joel Embiid said postgame, the better team in Philly.
I don't agree with him saying they're the better team.
Oh, okay.
I'm not giving them that.
I was about
to say. But what I am saying is the Lakers. There's an aura of hopelessness.
Okay,
that's how deflating that loss was, Shannon, and you know it.
Yeah, it was deflating. But if I got, Stephen A., if it's like kind of like what Buffalo, when Buffalo had the lead and 13 seconds later, we go into overtime.
Right.
You're like, I got him. We going. You got a 5-point lead with 30 seconds. I got this one. We going back to Philly. We're going to take this short drive.
And
as a matter of fact, I might get me an Uber. I ain't going to ride the bus back with the team. I'm going to get me an Uber and yell out the window, y'all suck. Nick suck. That's what I'm doing.
That's right. You can try that, but the Lakers can't say nothing like that. It just is what it is, y'all. The Lakers, listen, I'm going to be there this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I'm obviously rooting for the Lakers. I don't want them to lose, but it's inevitable. It really, really is. I mean, I'm praying that the Lakers win a game. I'm playing they win
really?
And win again.
You're really praying they win a game?
We all know.
That sounded like a lie.
Listen, my man Mark Schlereth had me on his radio show a few weeks ago. They know I don't feel like being in the Maha City in May and June. They know that. They know that. I ain't apologizing for great city, great sports town, but damn it, that altitude, I mean, it messes with my allergies. I don't need that problem. I'd rather be in Southern California.
I know
that. Won't you be in California anyway, doing it from L.A.?
Well, some
regardless?
Of them.
Regardless?
Some of them, not the final. Not the final.
Oh, I thought you'd do it from studio.
No, not the final.
When the Knicks come back to the Garden, it'll be 2-2.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
I mean, yeah, we're happy.
Knicks coming back 3-1.
Shannon.
What you better hope is, that we don't get broomsticks showing up in L.A. That's what you need to be focused on.
Shannon, Embiid's not healthy, though.
Huh?
He had a monster game.
Embiid's not healthy.
That's all right.
You really think 2-2?
Hey, if Jalen Brunson is shooting like that in Madison Square Garden, he might shoot a little worse where they play at in Philly.
Well, he ain't going to shoot worse. He ain't gonna shoot worse.
You said that yesterday.
He's not gonna shoot worse.
He wasn't gonna shoot worse than game one, and he shot worse than game one.
Stephen A., what do you attribute that to?
Well, listen, they started off the game with Kelly Oubre being on them, got some size advantage or whatever. His shot just seems to be a bit off as well. There's no doubt about this. Sixers got some height on their squad now. Maxie is not shorter than Jalen Brunson. You look at Tobias Harris. You look at Kelly Oubre and these boys. They've got some height that they throw at him. He's still been able to get his shot, but they're contesting everything that Brunson is throwing at them and daring others to beat them. And it is hard. There is no doubt about it. But the grit and the defensive toughness and tenacity of the New York Knicks came shining through along with some very unfortunate no-calls because – Maxie got mugged. I will concede that. He got mugged.
For as tough an offensive performance Jalen Brunson may have been having, he hit the one that mattered most.
Yep.
2-0 Knicks.
2-0 Knicks. And the Knicks will come back to the Garden up 3-1 after game four. They will come back to the Garden.
Okay, Shannon says 2-2 and you say 3-1. Okay, good.
I'm nervous about that. I ain't going to lie to you because Embiid got a few days off before their next game. And my goodness, who knows how if he can get slightly better. I'm scared to see it.
But hey, Stephen A.
For now.
Yo. You keep on talking. You make me mad. I'm going to say we're going to come back to the Mile High 2-2. Now keep talking.
Oh, I'll keep talking about that. I can guarantee you that's not going to happen. Who you talking to? I mean, right. I guarantee you that ain't going to happen.
Shannon, this one's getting personal.
Right.
I'm into it.
You know how happy
Shannon,
I would be?
If you want to come out to New York anytime, let us know.
Listen,
Shannon, I'm going to game five. I mean, come on.
Are you? Where are you going to be sitting at?
I don't know, Stephen. Really? I haven't gotten the tickets yet.
How you know you're going? It's sold out.
I put in the request.
It's sold out. That means you ain't got
a... You're not the only person with a hookup. Look at you.
I put in the request.
Let Molly do her thing.
Stephen A.,
I don't know how you know they're going to let it in the building. This ain't UConn.
Shannon.
This ain't UConn.
Yes.
Shannon, this man always wants to blow it up or put me on blast. Look at him. Can't he just let me live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how you do her thing? Yeah, by the way, now that Stephen A. mentioned it, how you get? You got the tickets or you have the tickets in hand? Let me see your phone.
You do the request. They send you the tickets like the day before. Would you relax?
Really? Really?
Okay.
Some people, not everybody.
Oh, my God.
Don't play my girl Molly like she be on Ticketmaster. Relax.
I'm just saying.
Time out, both of y'all.
Somebody could make a call. I'm not saying nobody no names, but somebody could call and say, no, she don't need tickets to those games, and she won't have tickets to those games.
I don't know.
I don't understand what's happening right now.
Haters.
Shannon, no one thinks they're Stephen A. here. No one thinks they have Stephen A. power. I'd like to go to game five. And is there something wrong with that?
You might contaminate the proceedings. They're looking fine without you. Why you got to go?
Oh, my God.
You ain't just going back to games. Relax.
Thank you, Monica.
Relax.
You're not going.
I boycotted last year.
Yeah, one.
But I was going 20 years before that. Where were you?
You made it up. Yes, I was in college learning. You made it a big deal that you was not going.
I wasn't.
And now you back.
I was very disgusted. I was very disgusted.
I'm sorry, Mari. I'm sorry. Sorry, Molly. You will not be in attendance for game five. It is so disappointing.
That is so disappointing.
What is happening right now?
Wrap this up, Molly. Send them the break.
Both of them.
Send them the break.
And I'm just getting taken shots for no reason.
Hey, Shannon, would she even want to be there if she ain't courtside? I mean, I don't know. She might think it's not suitable for her. She might not want to go because she don't get to sit courtside.
Are you going to be courtside?
It isn't about being courtside.
What are we doing?
Or this or free tickets or that.
Lies.
This is being a sports fan that wants to go to game five. Like, what?
This is not UConn right now? This is not UConn. You never cared before.
I mean, if you need binoculars.
I'm going to be there working.
You'll be there
by my job.
Hey, guys, if you need binoculars in a basketball arena, you ain't no sports fan. You just have to be in the building.
That is true. You know, I know what Molly wanted to do. Molly, you know, Monica's going to take care of it, but Molly's going to be like, come on. Come on. Let's go.
You know what? You guys have lost all your relatability.
Molly, you going to be so high up, Joel and B going to look like Muggsy Bogues.
I say you send them to break, Molly. I say you just send the whole thing to break.
I don't want to
reset it. Reset the whole thing.
I hope the whole Knicks organization is watching this.
Could you imagine Molly? Could you imagine Molly in the upper deck? Go New York.
No, I'm not.
I'm not. Like Muggsy Bogues. Muggsy Bogues had a great game at Joel Embiid.
My gosh. Shannon, I don't know why I'm getting this vitriol from you. I mean, like, this dude, it's been 8 years, but come on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
With a 1-0 series lead, Dame and the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight, looking for game two win. In game one, the Bucks defeated the Pacers 109-94 with 35 points. Damian Lillard led the Bucks, while Pascal Siakam topped the Pacers with 36. Giannis remains sidelined for game two. Shay, you're up first. Can Dame carry the Bucks past Indy without Giannis?
I think he can, Portland Dame, because here's the thing. Indiana has to outscore you. I think Milwaukee held them under 94 points. That's the first time they've been held them under 100 points. That's the first time, if I'm not mistaken, Stephen A., they've been on 100 points all year.
One time this regular season, and then obviously in the postseason.
And so what they try to do, make or miss, they're off and running. They don't play a whole lot of defense. So they're hoping you miss shots. Now, Dame is going to be Dame. Now, I don't believe he goes scoreless in the second half again. I don't think that's happening. As long as Middleton does what he does and BP does what he does, because I don't think Giannis is coming back at least for another 2 to 3 games. So with that being said, I do think Dame can carry him, because I know what he's capable of. And I know what Chris Middleton, who's an all-star, and Bobby Portis can do, and what Bobby Portis has been doing all year. So I'm gonna say yes, I do believe he can. But they're gonna have to like neutralize some of Indy, because when Indy gets home, they're looking to get out and run.
I will say this to you: Dame is locked in. We both believe in Dame come postseason time. We know what a big-time performer he is. He can be absolutely spectacular, as he was in the first half of game one of this series. I would answer that question in the affirmative under one condition: if the same Milwaukee defense shows up for the rest of this series. Because not only was Indiana held below 100 points for only the second time this season, let's also take into consideration the only team to shoot 50% from the field this season was the Indiana Pacers. They shot below 40% for the first time all year. And converted only 21% of their threes. Their star is Tyrese Haliburton, who had his way talking smack to Dame and all of that stuff. Just imitating him and things like that with Dame time, all of that stuff during the in-season tournament in Vegas. Tyrese Haliburton, an all-star who we all got mad respect for,
a guy that I wanted the New York Knicks to draft years ago, honestly, instead of Obi Toppin, because I thought that's what they needed. 9 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds.
Not good enough.
That's not going to cut it. That's not good. You can't, and this is what guys, you know, Miles Turner and everybody else with the Indiana Pacers, this is what they got to remember. Everything that you've done, you are who you are, and that's fine. But when you do something ordinarily throughout the regular season and then the playoffs time and is an APB out for you because you ain't the same, that is the definition of choking. That is the definition of the big moments. When you do what you normally do. Now, if you never do something and you're doing something for the first time, of course you can mess it up. But when you do something normally all the time, Shannon, and then all of a sudden the big moment arrives, and that same person that you've been, all of a sudden you can't find them, that's a problem. And so that's what the Indiana Pacers have to remember as they continue forward in this series. You've been scoring a bunch of points, okay?
Right.
You had the number one offense in the NBA. All of a sudden, you're going to get neutralized come postseason time? That's problematic. You better make sure that don't happen.
Yeah. You got to make it – Milwaukee still has to continue to make it difficult because we know, Stephen A., the Pacers are looking to run every chance they get. They don't care if it's a missed shot. They don't care if they got to take the ball out of the net. They do not care. They're looking to push the pace, and they don't play defense. They're just saying, you're going to miss more shots than we are. And like you said, they're the only team to shoot 50% from the floor, so that means we're going to make more shots than you do. So eventually, it's going to catch up with you. And so that's the way they play. It's done well for them this year. They're the sixth seed, but yeah. it's gonna be a tough out because I know what Dame can do. Dame is capable of averaging 30 plus this series, and that's more than enough as long as Middleton and BP do what they do.
Well, without Giannis in 10 games this year, he's averaged 30 on 41% shooting from three. So give him credit for that. In the case of the Indiana Pacers, Shannon, just this last nugget, they led the league offensively 123.3 points per game. When they've scored 110 points or less, the Indiana Pacers are 1-19.
They got to score. They got to push the pace. They got to. They're not a half court team. Milwaukee can make you play in the half court because they don't mind it because they got those bigs. They can dump it down to BP. They can dump it down, although he doesn't like to spend a whole lot of time, Lopez. But they have guys that can post. The Pacers are just looking to get up and down.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're talking playoffs. After trailing LeBron and the Lakers by as many as 20 points in the second half, the Denver Nuggets' Jamal Murray hit a buzzer-beating shot over Anthony Davis to help Denver take a 2-0 series lead. It was the first-ever game-winning buzzer beater in Nuggets playoff history. Epic. LeBron James has now lost 9 straight games he's played in versus the Nuggets. That's the longest streak of his career versus a single team. The Lakers themselves have lost 10 in a row to Denver, despite having led by double digits in 5 of those games, including 3 straight. we bring in YouTube sensation, podcast host. I'm talking big time Shannon Sharp type numbers.
Wow.
Kenny Beecham to the show. Kenny, we've had you on virtually, but obviously it's great to have you in person. So thanks for coming to New York City.
Pleasure to be here. I don't know if I'm doing numbers like Unk, but I'm trying to.
None of us are. None of us are.
Okay. Kenny, tell me this. What's the more devastating loss? Would you go Lakers or Sixers?
Stephen A., you might want to close your ears for this one, because I think the Philadelphia 76ers still have a chance in their series.
Okay.
But the Lakers, it's over. That's devastation.
That's what I said.
Okay, work. When you see the post-game interview and you see Anthony Davis storm off, that's devastation. You see LeBron storm off, that is devastation.
Preach.
Last year when they played each other in the playoffs in that sweep, D'Angelo Russell made 8 total threes the entire series.
Right.
Yesterday, he made 7. So you get 7 threes from D'Angelo Russell.
And still.
And you still lose?
That's right.
When that shot from Jamal Murray dropped, that was the end of it. The little 2% that we gave the Lakers to potentially win this series.
Don't look at me.
It's down.
Look at Unk right there. Tell him. He didn't want to listen.
I see you, Unk.
Tell him.
I see you. I'm sorry to break the news. I know you, Mr. Goat, man. You love Brian. He had a good fourth quarter and all, but it's raps, man. You got to be looking at the offseason.
I'm looking at Joel Embiid. Wouldn't even look at the camera. All I saw was the top of his head.
Yeah.
Telling everybody that they're a better team. I don't know how y'all consider yourself the better team, and you lost these two games, and you had a 5-point lead. Mm. Stephen A., I get it. But here's the thing. You didn't give the Lakers a chance anyway. So even if they had won that game, you're saying there's going to be a gentleman's sweep. At least we believe that there's a greater potential that the Sixers come back, this thing tied up, going back to the Madison Square Garden, as opposed you believe that there's a greater chance that the Nuggets come home and they don't have to play the Lakers again.
That's a nice try, Shannon. That's a nice try. I mean, it's really, really nice, Kenny. Kenny, see what happened is that he's just trying to offset. I told you, the brother been busy this year. He working. Been to the crypto.com arena twice. Don't have time. Live right there in L.A. Don't have time to get there. You know why? Because he knew that would happen. That's what this is. It's devastation. See, the Philadelphia 76ers know they have hope. They were frustrated. They were disgusted. What they weren't was demoralized and defeated. When you look at LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the brothers have dropped 117 points on, 58% shooting in the first two games mm-hmm. of this series. Don't get me started with what the rest of the Lakers have done. This is what it is. And when you look at the fact that you had a 20-point lead and you ain't beat them since December 16, 2022, and you're thinking about all the level of frustrations, I pointed out the times they lost them after getting swept, mm-hmm. after chirping about how much you wanted them, after chirping about how you were looking so much forward to the season. They beat you on opening night when you watched them get their rings. They beat you when they unveiled the Kobe statue. And then they beat you when LeBron James got 40,000 points. They not just beat the Lakers. They have ruined every single moment the Lakers have had over the last year or so. And then to have them up 20, you're up 20 on them, and they come back and beat you and then end it with a buzzer beater over Anthony Davis, the same dude that was chirping. Notice he didn't chirp last night.
He hit the shot.
That's it.
Because he's frustrated. He's demoralized. And then, by the way, not only did he hit the shot over Anthony Davis, but when they mobbed him, they all ran over Anthony Davis and mobbing Jamal Murray for hitting the game-winning shot, Shay Shay. I mean, come on, bro. It is what it is. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. I wish the Lakers would win. Because I'd rather be in L.A. than Denver.
See, that's a you problem. We don't have those problems.
I know that.
I would love to be at the finals.
I don't understand y'all. I don't understand you folks living in Chicago in the warm weather. Listen, May through August, Chicago to join.
Nothing better than
no doubt.
Nothing
but better. But damn it, the minute that cold air starts seeping in, I don't understand how y'all stay there. Yeah. That's just me. Mm.
Back to basketball. I know we have our meteorologist over here who prefers the warmer weather, not mad about it. But let me ask you this. Jalen Brunson has had a heck of a season, right? Carrying these Knicks, they've had a lot of injuries, but hasn't showed up this postseason. How concerned are you, not this postseason, this series rather, mm-hmm. about Brunson's struggles?
I'm giving it 1 through 10, Stephen A., Molly. Mm-hmm. Is it like a 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe 7?
Okay.
Because I don't know how many more games you can win this series if Jalen Brunson's not the Jalen Brunson
fair.
We know.
That's fair.
I mean, they were down by, what, 6 or 5 with 40 seconds to go, and it took a miraculous shot from Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo, Isaiah Hartenstein. Everybody contributed their way.
He did hit a three.
He hit the one that mattered the most.
That's right.
And the thing is, we go back to Philly, we can't be shooting 29%.
I agree.
And when you think about the reason it's not a 10, right? Because if they get out of the series and Jalen Brunson has a couple more games, that's pretty good. Next series between the Bucks or the Pacers, you don't really have to worry about the schemes that you're seeing against Philly. A lot of big bodies in Philly. You go against the Pacers is what? Aaron Nesmith, you're not going to put Pascal Siakam as a point of attack defender. You go against the Milwaukee Bucks, they don't really got any big defenders over there. So it's get through the 76ers. And then let Jalen Brunson cook in the second quarter or in the second round.
Well, listen,
before you jump in real quick, Stephen A., Shannon lost us for a minute. Shannon, you got us?
I'm good. I got you.
Okay. And you, I just want to make sure you heard the question. I was just saying, how concerned are you about Jalen Brunson's struggles? And that.
Well, here's the thing. I'm concerned because do we believe that he can continue to struggle like this and still get through this series? Because at some point in time, I believe it'll catch up with him. Joel Embiid has played. Look, he's not being terribly efficient himself, but Tyrese Maxey is playing well. Do we believe Oubre Jr. will have 8 points again? At some point in time, one of these guys, Tobias Harris or Kelly Oubre Jr., will need to have a 20-point game because they're getting crushed on the glass for the simple fact Joel Embiid doesn't have lift. And so Isaiah Hartenstein is beating him to every loose ball. And that's what happened last night, and that's why they got a second chance. I'm a little concerned because we didn't see him put together two back-to-back games like he put together these first two games. The good thing is they won their game. Stephen A. would be losing his mind had Brunson shot the ball this bad, and they lost. And so I think sometimes you can – this is how I am. And tell me, Kenny, if you agree with me. I'd never accept anything in a win I wouldn't in a loss. Now, if they had lost these games, this performance that Brunson is giving you, Stephen A., you would be losing your mind. I can just imagine you coming out here right now. I don't know what's going on with my boy Brunson. But they won. They won. But I don't know if he can continue to shoot like this, and they continue to win.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because I love how you bring up certain questions and other questions you don't bring up.
Well,
let me throw this here. Well, you know, if Jalen Brunson continues to shoot like this, okay, fine. Do we believe that Tyrese Maxey is going to continue to average 34 on 54% shooting, 40% from three-point range, with 7 assists and 5.5 rebounds per game? I know he can. Mm-hmm. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not questioning that he can. But do we believe that's going to happen? Do we believe that Embiid is going to last? I say that sadly, with no enjoyment whatsoever, because I love the brother's skill set and I love seeing him play. But we don't know how long he's going to last, what kind of staying power he's had, he'll have. He barely looked like he could walk half the time during last night's game. So when we're asking these questions about Brunson, why don't we ask those other questions as well? I think that's fair.
I think Maxey has showed us that he's one of them killers. Like, I believe he can do this. The real question is the big fella. Can we get him to do something? Can we get Buddy Hield, their biggest acquisition at that
line, no show last night. No show last night.
I mean, we added him for shooting. I was waiting for the two-man game to open up. It hasn't at all.
Right.
But I trust Maxey more than I trust Embiid's health in this one.
I agree. I trust Maxey more than I trust Embiid's health. Looking at him, he's laboring. And it's hard. And like I said, as we go further along in these playoffs, game 3, game 4, if it gets to a game 5, he's not going to get healthier. Now, they're saying, well, you can't hurt it any worse. But can I get it? Can he get healthier? That's the question, because he's going to need to be as healthy as possible. It looks like I said, Kenny, I said he looks like he's 60, 65%. Hell, he might be 50%. We just know he's not anywhere close to where he was prior to the injury. Because guess what? Had he been that, the Knicks would be down 0-2, Stephen A.
They would.
I got to tell you, I got to confess, there's no way that Joel Embiid is at 65%. There's no way.
You left no that. You got him at 50.
I got him at 50. I got him at no better than 50. He labored that much to see it up close the way that I did. And there's no way he's better than 50%. It's bad, y'all.
It's bad.
Kind of insane if he's at 50% and still can drop you 30.
That's right.
That lets you know how good he can really be.
That's right.
Stephen A., if he's like this, do you think he's going to be able to go for the Olympics? I know that's a couple of months away, and he might be.
Tell me. You haven't heard me. Him and Kawhi Leonard. I don't want to see them in an Olympic uniform. Oh, hell no. Hell no. You stay your ass right back in the States and you play for your team. I don't need you. You guys, I mean, listen. Embiid, he came into the league missing the first two seasons, fellas. Mm-hmm. And in Kawhi's case, what did he drop, Kenny, last year? Like 38? And then the next thing you know, walked off the court. 38 looked absolutely fine. Next thing you know, he out for the rest of the series.
Yep.
Okay? And need another surgical procedure. These brothers could get hurt by going into the kitchen and getting a loaf of bread. I can't take no chances. I ain't having them flying to Paris, okay, and being out there bonsoir and all. Stay here in the States. If I'm Josh Harris, the owner of the Sixers, I'm Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, I don't give a damn what kind of sabotage I have to engage in, what kind of bureaucratic manipulation I have to utilize. They ain't playing. Not if I'm cutting them a check.
Kyrie could have got that last spot anyway.
Should have gave it to Kyrie.
That's right. Kyrie Irving deserved that last spot. We all agree on that.
100%.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving deserved that last spot, but we also know that probably wasn't about basketball. That was probably off the court reason.
We probably know that. We know that also. I think we'll agree with that also, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day is May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod, and have a fabulous day.
Saturday night was more of a nightmare than a dream for WBC junior welterweight champion Devin Haney, who suffered three knockdowns at the hands of challenger and rival Ryan Garcia, who won a majority decision after a tumultuous lead up to the fight. Obviously, we had them on the show here. The title is now vacant as Garcia weighed in 3 pounds above the weight limit and became ineligible to win the belt. Stephen A., were you surprised by Garcia's upset over Haney?
I wasn't surprised by the victory. I was surprised by the ass kicking. And we can act like it wasn't an ass kicking, but it was. I respect the hell out of Devin Haney. I think he's a tremendous boxer. But he was clearly the smaller guy, the weaker guy, the guy that was packing the least amount of a punch. Shannon, I think the biggest mistake Haney made was not demanding that Ryan Garcia met that 140-pound limit, betting him $500,000 per pound and ultimately getting $1.5 million from Ryan Garcia, who clearly didn't care about meeting the weight, clearly didn't care about the belt. He just wanted to come into the fight as strong as he could because he remember how he was drained for his fight against Gervonta Davis. Ryan Garcia accomplished his goal. He really beat up Haney, number one. Number two, he gave us reason to believe that if he wasn't drained against Gervonta Davis, he might have been stronger and had a better chance, which has us thinking about the possibility of a rematch with those two, unless Ryan Garcia stays and fights a guy like Teofimo Lopez or whomever. The point that I'm making is that Haney clearly did not pack the punch. He was the smaller, weaker fighter. And Ryan Garcia took advantage of it. I understand that Ryan Garcia didn't throw a lot of punches because he wasn't in shape. He was tired for most of the fight, to be quite honest with you, Shannon.
In spurts.
But when he wanted to fight, he beat up Haney. He beat him
up. He did. Stephen A., you said he had three knockdowns. Probably should have had six. The ref, saved him. I was like, ref, do you know this man personally? Are you a family member or something?
Absolutely.
I'm like, damn, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Garcia has something that you can't teach, your speed. And so the punches has more power than you think because you can't see it. And
that's
he kept catching him over and over with that left hook. And you know it's coming. That's really that's the punch that he's really trying to land. And that's the punch that got him in trouble against Tank, is because Tank countered him off of it.
Right.
So I say this, Stephen A. Tank was 135, and Garcia's having a hard time making 140. Okay, he goes up to 147. His dad says maybe 154. You really want to see him against Bud Crawford? Really want to see him against one of the smaller of the Charlo brothers? Do you really want to see him
step
up to that level? Come on now. There's levels to this. And when I said if he got in condition, he can be special. Okay, he's a good fighter. But when I talk special, I'm talking Sugar Ray. I'm talking Floyd Mayweather. I'm talking Roy Jones. I'm talking the Pacquiao's. I'm talking the Durans, the Haglers. That's what I'm talking about. Special. He can be that if he took it serious. Okay, the weight. Because when you know you're contracted at 140.
That's right.
You come in at 143. All the other stuff was antics. It was to sell the fight.
Antics.
The drinking. Maybe it was water. Maybe it was Kool-Aid. Tea, apple juice. Who cares? The identify as a woman. All that other stuff. That's antics. I get it. They're trying to build it up. Stephen A., they're trying to sell a fight.
Right.
But that weight tells me a level of seriousness in which he didn't take it.
You got to be focused. You got to be focused. And in case, and like I said, Devin Haney, listen, those 3 pounds matter. Listen to Sean Porter and Clarissa Shields. Reviewing the fight. They were like, those 3 pounds matter.
Yes.
Those 3 pounds matter. Devin Haney should not have let him get away with that. That was a problem.
Can I add one thing? I don't know if I said this earlier. So Haney's still the title holder.
Well, yeah, but really, you know,
he got beat. Get that belt up.
He got beat. So it's like, I don't know what they do with it.
He's still the title holder.
It wasn't a title fight. It wasn't a title fight. It wasn't a title fight because Ryan Garcia wasn't eligible to
Stephen A. If he came in 3 pounds overweight, when he rehydrated, how much did he actually weigh?
About at least 10 more pounds.
All right, gotta roll. Gotta get into commercial.
At least 10 more pounds.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
All right, let's wrap things up with some game picks for tonight. We've got the Suns at Timberwolves. T-Wolves lead the series 1-0. Pacers look to even the series tonight against the Bucks. Can they get it done? And lastly, Kyrie and the Mavs try to avoid an 0-2 hole versus the Clippers. Shannon, you're up first. Who you got?
I'm taking Minnesota. I'm taking Milwaukee. I'm taking Dallas.
Okay. Minnesota, Milwaukee, Dallas. S.A.?
I'm taking Minnesota, Indy, and Dallas.
Okay. Why Indy?
What happened to the Clippers? I thought you liked the Clippers.
No. I picked Dallas to win the series, Shannon.
Okay, yeah.
I picked Dallas to win the series. So I just think that Kyrie and Luka, listen, the way they got blown out in the first half, they came on strong, got it going in the second half. They got to figure out something because Harden and Westbrook, the Energizer Bunny, they put on a show set. They put on a show on Sunday. We'll see what happens. But I think that Dallas has to recover. I think that Indy, they can't play much worse offensively. And Minnesota, I'm just looking at Anthony Edwards. Good Lord have mercy.
Hey, Matt.
They're going to have to figure something out.
Jay, take us home.
Can y'all not make Zubac look like Nikola Jokic? Mavs, is that possible?
Yeah.
20 and 15.
We would hope so. We would hope so. I mean, damn. Really, you think they can figure out something. Gafford, you're there for a reason, you know. Lively, you're there for a reason,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Shay.
Shannon. Enjoy the game, Molly. Enjoy game five, Molly.
He ain't coming.
Shannon, really? I expect better from you, not him.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.